After all of these years, just old friends, through the laughter and tears, old friends. What a find, what a priceless treasure.
Well, hello and welcome to Something to Believe In. We come on each Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, and we tell you there is something truly you can believe in. And that something truly is Jesus Christ. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts, so let's let God warm our hearts up with a good gospel song or a message from the Lord. All right, let's get right into our service this morning. I just thought I'd bring you on like that this morning. So let's do this song for you right here. I hope you enjoy this one. And this was said, I'm drinking from the saucer because my cup has overflown.
Well, I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now. But I don't worry about that too much, because I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. For I'm drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed. I ain't got a lot of riches. Sometime the going it gets rough. Oh, but I have a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. Now I thank God for all His blessing and His mercy He bestows. For now I'm drinking from my saucer, for my cup has overflowed. Why, sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, I'm sure there's been times, well, when my faith must have gotten very, very thin. But you know what? It seemed like that one day, all at once, while those dark clouds moved aside and the old sun began to shine again. So Lord, help me not to grumble, help me not to complain about all the tough roads that I've had to hoe. Because now I'm drinking from a saucer. Because thanks to you, Lord, my cup is now overflowed. And if I should go on living, and if my way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, for I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy, Lord, to help another bear their load. And I'll keep drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed.
Yes, sir, I'll keep drinking from the fountain because my cup has overflowed. I'll keep drinking from my saucer, I mean. And God has richly blessed us. We've been blessed with many blessings, And God said he'd never leave us, he'd never forsake us. Lo, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. So I'm thankful for that this morning. I trust that everything's well at your place. I hope you don't have the flu. And I remember you in prayer. You keep me in your prayers because I need your prayers every day. Let's go right now and listen to this song right here. I hope that it blesses your heart as well as it blesses me and Martha to sing it. It says, I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan.
I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And there we'll spend all eternity. I know I've never met the man who gave his life for me. Yet his presence daily I can feel. But if by chance you're taken home before it comes my time, please take this message home to him for me. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And I will spend all eternity. Although our names are different, we're all purchased by His blood. Through Jesus Christ, we're one big family. So at that big homecoming, when God's children gather there, please search the banquet table there for me. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And there we'll spend all eternity. I saw an old man standing by a casket draped in black. For 50 years it's been just you and me. And as the preacher spoke these words, to dust we shall return. I hear that old man speak so tenderly. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And there we'll spend all eternity. And there we'll spend all eternity.
Yes, there we'll spend all eternity. Have you ever stopped to think how long eternity is? Well, I can kind of describe it like this. If there was an ocean on the north side and an ocean on the south side, and a bird would take a grain of sand and carry it from the north to the south and then carry all the sand down to the south and then start it all over again and start it from the south and take it back to the north, then eternity has just begun. So eternity is a long time, my friend, but we will spend eternity with God. Aren't you glad for that, that Jesus Christ has made provisions for us? We don't have to go through life worrying. We can have our sins forgiven and know that all things are well with our soul. Well, let's go back to another song right now, and I hope this one blesses your heart as well as it does us.
He came from Galilee, a carpenter by trade. He came to build his father's church on plans they had made. His destiny was Calvary, his mission will not fail. He will build a church on a rugged cross. with three old rusty nails.
This church is still standing, and it will never fall. But stand its foundation, and faith put up a wall. Though the world may come against it, they will not prevail. For he built the church on a rugged cross and three old rusty nails. Stones themselves alone hardly anything that it takes to be the church that will stand so strong when this whole world begins to shake. Now fool may build his building tall, but it will be so frail compared to the church that Jesus built, three old rusty nails.
I know the church is standing, and it will never fall. But stay its foundation, and the faith puts up a wall. Against it, no, it shall not prevail. For he built the church on a rugged cross and three old rusty nails. Well, he built the church,
yes, sir, he built the church on a rugged cross and three old rusty nails. You know, the church is an important thing in our life. And I thank God I stand for the church, but the church stands for me. And I trust God every day of my life. And you can trust in God. When all things fail, then you can still trust in God. So I'm glad for that. I appreciate you. I hope that you're doing well this morning. And looking forward to spring. I know I am. And you continue to pray for us as we continue this great ministry for you. So let's go right now and listen to this song.
Sometimes I see through eyes of sorrow a problem that reaches the sky, and it seems every day it gets bigger and bigger, a mountain, and it's so hard to climb. Well, it's then I remember the story of Jesus, how he stood such that painful ordeal. And my troubles, they crumble. I know I can make it, for my mountain is only a hill. Oh, I'm not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied. My body isn't bleeding, oh, beaten with stripes. No soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a hill. Jesus made all my cares seem smaller by the way that he faced the angry crowd.
and it shows me how to look past all of my trials to the thorns they placed on his brow. There I see that blood falling down on my mountain, lifting my cares. Oh, the power in the crimson uncovers my mountain and shows me it is only a hill. Though I'm not standing in a courtroom, betrayed and denied, my body isn't bleeding and beaten with stripes. No soldiers plan to hang me on an old rusty tree. So I find my mountain is only a hill. Oh, no, I find my mountain
is only a hill. My mountain is only a hill. Well, let me speak to you just a little while here in Psalms 23, and that's a very familiar passage of Scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We begin with, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I like to say that like this: the shepherd is the Lord, my guardian, and he will supply all of my need. Aren't you glad you have a shepherd that'll never leave you? He'll never forsake you. You see, when the shepherd went out on the hillside to watch the sheep, he never forsook the sheep. The sheep need protection. They need the hand of protection over them, to watch over them and to make sure that they are safe. And that's what the shepherd does for us. There's times that we feel like, well, we've been forsaken. I've prayed and it seemed like the heavens become brass. I've called upon God sometime and it seemed like that I just want to stop and say, God, where are you? But I remember that God is everywhere. The Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Our Father, which art in heaven. Now, where is the heavens? Well, he don't just live in heaven. He lives everywhere. A little boy was going to have some heart surgery one time, and he said to the doctor, he said, Doc, you mean you're going to cut me open and go into my heart and work on it? He said, yes, I am. He said, well, when you get in there and you see God, you tell him I love him. You see, God lives everywhere. God lives in your heart. He lives in your mind. He lives in your hands. He lives in your feet. God doesn't have a particular place to live. He is the shepherd of my valley. He's a shepherd in the good times. He's a shepherd in the bad times. He never forsakes me. He said, lo, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. He said, I'll supply your need according to my riches and glory. I've sat down many times and pondered, now, do I really need that? You know, if he gave me the desire of my heart, it makes in leanness to my soul. The Bible said that we can be so self-satisfied and so self-centered that we forget all of the cares of God. But the Bible said in Peter, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. I'd like to say this morning, he wants to be the shepherd of your life. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water. He doesn't make me do anything. He only asks me to. And so let's read it like this. He makes me comfortable with plenty. I have plenty today. My wife is in a nursing home. I know her condition. I'm not the best of health. I just had a birthday last week. I didn't say much about that. But I'm pressing on. I'm getting older every day. But the journey is getting sweeter every day. When I look back over my life, God has supplied my need according to His riches in glory. Now, He didn't say I'll supply your wants, because there's a lot of things that I want and things that are harmful to me. I don't realize it, but sometimes the things that I want can be dangerous and deadly to me. But He will supply what I need. He will make me comfortable with plenty. The Bible said He'll always supply our need. He said in verse 3, He restoreth my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. I think about that verse so many times. God has to put us back in place. He restores us back to the proper fellowship that He desires for us. He knows what's good for us. He knows what's bad for us. But He restores my soul. And sometimes my soul gets out of fellowship with God. My mind gets out of fellowship with God. My eyes get out of fellowship with God. But He restores me back to the place where I need to go. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Everything I am, everything I ever hope to be, is for His name's sake. He supplies all my need for His name's sake. He restores my soul. And a lot of times we need restoring. We need to be brought back to the place where God can use us. He gives me inner strength. He guides me in the right way for His purpose. You see, it's not always for my purpose, but it's for His purpose. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And the good things that I am doing is for God. I am on this broadcast. I'm not on here for Tommy Mounts. I'm on here for God. I'm trying to reach across the airways as the Holy Spirit uses my voice to speak to your heart. And your heart is hard. It's like an old stone. It's like a flint rock. It just bounces off of it. But God wants to mellow your heart, mellow your spirit, and He uses me to do that. I'm only a voice of God. I'm like John. I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight His paths. And you know, we need to realize that everything we do is for the glory of God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, we don't realize it, but all of us are living under the shadow of death. We never know the next moment. I may pass before I finish this broadcast. This may be the day I go home to be with the Lord. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. You'll never escape death. I remember Hank Williams sang a song, "I'll never get out of this world alive." Well, my friend, it's appointed unto us to die. But he said, "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they always comfort me." I have gone to the hospitals in the time of great sorrow. I have seen people laying there. I have sensed the death gurgles as it would close in upon them. And I have saw the peace that came over them, the peace that surpasses all understanding. He said, even though I must go through times of death, grief, and depression, I will be courageous, for you accompany me. Your power and protection comforts me. Hey, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, His hands will lead us across the river Jordan. We don't have to have fear of death. I'm not fearful of dying. I'm like Billy Graham said one time. It's a process. I hope I don't have to go through a long process. I feel sorry for people who have to lay and suffer. I go to the nursing home. I see the suffering minds and the suffering hearts and the suffering bodies, and it bothers me. I say, Lord, don't let me have to go through that route, but I never know what I'll have to suffer for the cause of Christ. But He's leading me through the valley of the shadow of death. I will be encouragement. He will accompany me. Your power and protection will comfort me. Why have we been given power? Why did Jesus say, "Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you"? Well, that power of conviction leads me through the valley of the shadow of death. He makes me to fear no evil. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemy. You anoint my head with the oil. My cup is overflowing. The all of your gladness flows down over me. You bless me with your spirit and presence, which I share with others. And that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to share how I feel. I'm pouring my heart out to you right now. I'm telling you how I feel about God. I feel that He's my protector. He is my comfort in the time of my discouragement. And believe you me, I'm having those times right now. You don't think I don't grieve when I go and visit my wife when she has Alzheimer's and cannot function with me and half the time doesn't know me? That hurts me. That deep me, that cuts me hard and cuts me deep. But I have to look to God, the author and the finisher of my faith. And in verse 6 he says, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hey, surely goodness and love is the three angels that God has given to protect me. The angel of the Lord protect us. He surrounds us with His love and with His glory. He will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One day we'll go home to be with the Lord. We don't know when that time's coming, but we need to be ready. You have given me angels to help me on my journey. Surely goodness and love, those angels are guiding me and protecting me every night before I go to bed. I pray that little prayer. Lord, I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul would keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul will take. You see, because I know that He is my compass. He is my direction. He is my path of life. And I will one day live in the kingdom forever. I will live with God forever and forever, where there'll be no tears, there'll be no heartache, there'll be no sadness, there'll be no pain, forever and forever. We will live with the Lord on high. I thank you this morning that you have listened very tenderly to what I've had to say. I pray that God will overshadow you and protect you and give you His love now and forever. Our Father, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the time that you've given us, for the people who have paid and prayed that I might preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Says she lays at night and cries. And Lord, you washed her eyes with tears. I pray that you will wash the eyes of those who are lonely today, those who are brokenhearted, those who are sick, those, Lord, who are despair, those that are lost. Wash their eyes with tears so that they might see your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Wash my eyes with tears that I might see.
Well, neighbor, that's our broadcast today. I hope you've enjoyed everything we've done today. We've tried to do it for the glory of God. Not that we might receive any glory, but that God might receive all the glory. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. I wish all of you a great and prosperous and a prosperous future. And just turn it over to God. I don't care what the situation is. Turn it over to God. I know that's hard to do, but we can do it. I've had to do it, and I pleaded the blood. I've cried and prayed at night and agonized with God. But if God be for me, there's no power that can stand against me. My battle is not to defeat the devil. My battle is to believe that he's already been defeated. And he has defeated him at Calvary. Well, goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request.